Well, there's a lot that we did. Obviously, we looked at the vaccines under a microscope. We were looking at the clots and analyzing them and looking at slides of them. But what happens if you just put this vaccine right into a drop of blood? Well, we did that with my blood. Take a look at this.
There's this discussion of blood clotting. You've talked about it, that the vaccines appear to be causing clotting on some level. Is there a way that I could test to see if vaccines cause blood clotting while we're here?
Yeah, it would be interesting to take some blood and put it on a couple of slides and then put a vaccine on each one, see what kind of changes we could see. Do you have an idea of whose blood we might be able to use?
I might as well offer myself up for
All right, Dell, I'm taking
that.
one for the team. I'll take you out to my phlebotomist and let's get some blood and give it a go.
That sounds good.
I will take
Okay,
that.
perfect.
Perfect. And we will go back to the micro lab.
This is the closest that I'm ever going to get to getting one of these COVID-19 vaccines in my blood, outside of my body.
I hear you 100%. All righty, so here we go. So here you can see I'm trying to put same number of drops in the same part of each slide. And that way we can focus on that one part of the slide, and it should be, uniformly spread. Look at that. Holy cow.
Changed immediately.
Didn't it?
Yep.
Holy cow. Instantly cleared. I've never seen anything do that. And I don't mean to sound sensational,
Right.
I haven't.
Never seen anything do that.
Nope, never seen anything do that.
Look at that.
Oh.
Wow, Pfizer. That's the Pfizer, right? Both
Boom,
of them.
look at that. You saw that, I saw that. Wow. That's unusual. All right, let's go take a look again. Okay, so we'll first take the normal one. This is the regular without anything on it.
Yep.
You can see little platelet clumps up in here throughout, and then a couple of white cells in the background. So that looks pretty decent. Like you're gonna live forever, Dale.
All right, good to
Okay. All
know.
right, let's see what the Moderna looks like. So again, we'll start kind of out at that thicker edge first. We'll work our way towards. Should be the thinner portion of the prep. Question is, where'd all the cells go? Seriously.
They're gone.
Seriously. I pushed them back into a big giant clump over at the edged clump. And again, is that the charge on the particles? I don't know. But where we put that drop, there are no red cells there.
I was going to say, as they come out, that it's almost like they're, getting
Almost.
lighter, bleaching clear.
Bleaching clear, some of them are folded, and some are called, what do we call, crenulated, a little crinkled. But yeah, I mean, that whole edge is like bleached. So this is the J&J.
That's totally different.
Isn't it?
It's like a nuclear bomb went off.
Yeah, it's disordered, isn't it? And then there's a little more of that stacking, that rouleau here. And again, look at all this clumping here out on the edge of it.
Yeah.
It just. Yeah, like you said, like a nuclear bomb went off, it just congealed it. And again, that's not spike, that's just the lipid nanoparticle. So these are becoming more spherical, and you're losing that donut in the middle of your red cell. What's happening here is slightly from the outside of the cell in, causing those cells to balloon up slightly, because now you got a subtle osmotic shift here. And all of these are supposed to be, again, isotonic. These are supposed to be balanced with the pH of the body. You shouldn't be seeing, this kind of reaction. It shouldn't be damaging to the cells of the body right away like this. So here's that first Pfizer, and these were the ones where we just put a drop on and the whole thing just cleared. But this is where all that fluid went. And again, like that J&J, just caused immediate dispersion and clumping, and those don't look very red to me either.
No.
Oh, and look at this.
Look at those little spikies.
Those are called echinocytes. So it instantly changed the pH interior. These are little blebs of protein on the membrane of the red cell, because the red cell has involuted, and then those proteins on the surface, they don't have room to go. It's like flattening a ball of some sort, and it's kind of all baggy, but you know, so all these little fingers, that is not spike protein. So that's another myth I wouldn't mind dispelling.
Well, I mean, it's crazy because it's done it to so many. We didn't see that on the other ones,
right? No, we didn't see it on the other ones. So that's fascinating, because that instantly changed the pH of the interior of the cell, and it caused a massive outflow of fluid from the interior of the cell, causing all that cell membrane folding. That's wild. And it was, I mean, almost instantaneous. And
it is everywhere.
It is everywhere. So that's wild. Those red cells are now non-functional red cells. Those aren't going to carry a whit of oxygen. And now your body has to decide what to do, and has an inflammatory reaction, because now it has to gobble those up. And then again, the comparative is, let's go back to the normal. Go out to the thinner edge. No spikies at all. So, you know, that's why you do normal control. So what this means is more science, more questions than answers.
We have a signal.
We have a signal.